This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Almost a year ago, a lightning strike ignited the Swan Lake Fire on the Kenai Peninsula. The fire burned more than 167,000 acres. The remnants of that fire likely created prime habitat for morel mushrooms, and one ecologist hopes to crowdsource where hunters are finding them to understand more about the fungi. How do you get people who are inherently secretive about where they find morels to tell you where they found their morels?
Mushroom people don't like to tell others where they found their mushrooms. I certainly don't.
Kate Mohat is an ecologist with the Chugach National Forest, and she knows a thing or two about fungi. She helped co-organize the Girdwood Fungus Fair and the Cordova Fungus Festival, and she started the Turnagain Arm Mycological Society. Mycology is a study of mushrooms and fungi, and there's a lot that we still don't know about them. But we do know they play a critical role in the forest ecosystem. Mohat says mushrooms and fungi help break down tough debris and plant material. They also help support tree growth. And Mohat says morels have adapted to fire.
Fire seems to trigger these mass fruiting events. And lucky for us, they're choice edible mushrooms. So after the fire, we have a great opportunity to have an abundance of a choice edible mushroom coming out of the ashes.
Now Mohat wants to crowdsource mushroom hunters for the information on where they find their morels. She says she's typically found burn morels in the areas that were black spruce habitat before the fire. There are a lot of theories on why morels like to fruit after large wildfires, but there's not a lot of hard data on the morels. Mohat hopes observation data collected through the project can help scientists study the burn morels. And if you're hesitant about sharing the location of your secret patch, Mohat says two things can help.
They only come up a year, up to 3 years after the burn, and it's really the first year that you get the big flush.
And two, you can wait until after the season is over before reporting your data.
We're encouraging folks to make observations when they're in the burn area while looking for morels. Again, whether they find them or whether they don't is still interesting data.
But according to National Weather Service forecaster Joe Wegman, the same conditions that make the Kenai prime fuel for wildfires also could impact the growth of morels, which like a good dump of moisture to wake up.
The Kenai Peninsula itself, still being surrounded on three sides by water, can still get some rain, but it's much more typical for the late summer.
If you do decide to go and look for mushrooms, Kate Mohat offers some words of caution. She says to be aware of your surroundings and bring lots of water because the burn areas remain very warm and dry. Ash pits and debris can also create tripping hazards.
And when you're looking at mushrooms or looking for morels, you're really focused on trying to find those things, and it's really easy to miss the hazard tree over the head or the ash pit.
She also warns that the area has lots of bears, and mushroom hunters tend to be very quiet and could spook a bear. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge and the Chugach National Forest have some helpful guides available for mushroom hunters. And while burn morels are considered edible, some people are allergic to them. Mohat recommends thoroughly cooking them and only eating a small portion to test your body's reaction to them. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.